With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Supreme Court limiting the power of lower courts to issue nationwide injunctions. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a 6-3 vote, the High Court's conservative majority handed the Trump administration a major legal victory. The Supreme Court is putting the brakes on district judges who issue nationwide injunctions to stop a president's executive orders. The ruling stems from Donald Trump's order to end automatic birthright citizenship for children of undocumented immigrants. Justices, however, did not specifically rule on birthright citizenship, only on curbing the power of a single judge to block such policies for the entire country. Greg Clugston, The White House.
And later, President Trump emphasized he still supports changes to birthright citizenship, which automatically makes anyone born in the U.S. an American citizen.
That was meant for the babies of slaves. It wasn't meant for people trying to scam the system and come into the country on a vacation.
A former Secretary of the Senate says it's unlikely the big, beautiful bill will make it to the president's desk by the 4th of July.
Former Secretary Kelly Johnston says Republicans in both the House and Senate are making an earnest effort to pass the bill.
This July 4th deadline is certainly one that everybody's trying to meet.
Johnston says with policy differences still dividing Senate Republicans and the need to pass muster with the House, not to mention a number of mandatory procedural steps.
The real deadline, in all candor, is probably the August recess.
Johnston was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump says he is immediately suspending trade talks with Canada over Ottawa's plans to continue with its tax on technology firms. President says in a post on his social media network that Ottawa had just informed Washington it was sticking to its plan to impose the tax set to take effect Monday. This is SRN News. Well, the DNC won't be getting very many votes from Christians.
According to a new poll from the group Vote Common Good, 75% of self-identified Christians do not trust the Democratic Party, and 62% say they will never cast their ballot for a Democratic candidate. The survey also reveals that 58% of believers think the DNC is actively hostile to Christianity, and 54% say anybody who votes Democrat is too. DNC strategists have been trying for years to court Christian voters. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker will seek a third term in office next year amid growing questions about the Democrats' ambitions for the White House. Pritzker is one of the most liberal Democrats on the national scene. He has turned Illinois into an abortion destination for women in pro-life states and is also a very aggressive advocate for the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. Fortnite gamers could be getting a refund this week. Here's Tayshia Stevens.
Federal Trade Commission is sending out $126 million in refunds to nearly a million gamers who were charged for unwanted purchases while playing Fortnite online. The FTC said Wednesday that it's sending about 970,000 checks and PayPal payments to gamers who filed a valid claim. The refunds are part of a settlement over charges that Fortnite developer Epic Games used deceptive practices to trick online players into making purchases they otherwise would not have made. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Former White House Press Secretary Bill Moyers, who became one of TV's most honored journalists, has died. His career ranged from President Lyndon Johnson's press secretary to senior news analyst at CBS, then spent a number of years working at PBS. Bill Moyers was 91. More details at srnnews.com.